Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have the honor of talking about a subject that I know confronts each and every one of us. And when I say each and every one of us, I mean each and every one of us. What do you do when you have done everything that you can? That's a very interesting question, isn't it? And most of us, or a lot of us, have actually never actually gotten that far in the process. You know, we've never gotten to the end, but then a lot of us have gotten close to the end. So it's a really interesting topic, especially when we're having bad financial times, when we have people that are going through all types of different changes in their lives, be it financially, be it emotionally, all of the above. But before I go through all of that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank our sponsor for today. And please understand that our sponsor has nothing to do with any of the views or opinions that are shared by Zurian or the Zurian Show. However, we do thank them for helping and sponsoring our program. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank Mr. Thomas Harrelson, Jr. of Accountable. And Thomas Harrelson, Jr., is actually the owner and proprietor of Accountable. And he does not only taxes, they not only do taxes, they also do credit restoration. So that if you are in need of someone to help you with your credit restoration, I would advise you to give them a call. And you can meet Mr. Harrelson or contact Mr. Harrelson at the office number, which is 866-405-5251. And you can also reach them at www.myfes.net/T Harrelson. And again, they do a phenomenal job, and we want to thank them for sponsoring our show. But anyway, let's get right down to it, ladies and gentlemen. Each and every one of us is faced with a great question, especially when we're trying to tackle tasks that we really weren't expecting to tackle, when we've got things that confront us or that present themselves to us that not only need our attention, but they really need our utmost attention and focus so that we can fix those particular things, move on to the next level, and consider another thing conquered. So with that, what do you do when you've done everything that you can do? You know, when do you just let go? When do you let the universe take over? How do you give up control when control is all that you've ever known? Very powerful questions, especially for some of us atypical people that are used to being in control and aren't used to letting go. You know, that's a really serious question for a lot of us that, you know, again, we're used to running the ship. We're used to pushing all the buttons. We're not used to giving control up to anyone or letting anybody else run the boat. So for those types of people and for all, those of us that maybe aren't quite as determined to run the ship, but still need some help, we're doing this show today. So, again, how do you give up control when everything about you is about taking control and about handling things? How do you handle things when you're at your wit's end and you don't know what to do next? How do you keep the faith and the feeling that you can actually do it? Or belief in yourself, or belief in the things that you need to do? Well, again, there was an old saying that when you're faced with failure, that means that you're that much closer to success, you just can't give up. And I actually believe that that's true. I believe that there's no task and no goal that we can't reach if we're determined. I also, too, believe that once you give up, that's when you realize that you were right at the gate of success. However, you gave up. So now you've accepted failure. You've allowed failure to come into your life. Because as some people say, there is no such thing as failure. It's only an opportunity to understand that the way that you did it the last time isn't the way that you need to do it this time. And that there may be some changes, there may be some adjustments, there may be some bumps in the road, but you do understand that if you know where you're going, you've planned out your course, and you stay the course of the course that you've planned, understanding that you may have to take some roundabouts, that you may find some other obstacles in your way, but you continue to press on, you continue to have belief, you continue to plan your plan and work your plan, and you continue to have faith in your abilities and the abilities of others that have partnered with you, that success is something that you will achieve and something that you will come out ahead and come out on top with. So getting right to, excuse me, the subject, first off, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you that life is not easy. Life is hard. However, as I had some interesting interactions today, I also know that if we believe and if we persevere and if we keep doing the things necessary to get us where we're going to get, and we open our eyes to the opportunity and the advantages that have been presented in front of us, that we will grow. And from that growth, the success in which we're looking to achieve can be much greater than the success in which we originally thought we wanted to achieve. So we can do a lot better than what we originally went out to do or what we originally seeked. And also understanding that you have to give yourself permission to win. You have to give yourself permission to step forward. You have to give yourself permission to move to the next level. You know, a young lady that I've been talking to several times recently and communicating with on social media, Miss Lisa. Miss Lisa is one of those people that has had her ups. She's had her downs. However, she has great faith and belief in her skills, and she not only has great faith and belief in her skills, but she also is one of those people that is constantly looking to improve. Okay, this is a person that reads. This is a person that listens. This is a person that studies. This is a person that's always trying to raise themselves to the next level in their own personal evolution. Here's the question for those of you that have done everything that you can do. Are you that type of person? Are you the type of person that's moving to get to that next step? Or are you one of those people that think you already know it all, you already been there, done that, and got the T-shirt, there's nothing that anybody can teach you, tell you, and that everything that you do is right? Well, first off, nothing that we do is always right. We are man. Man is subject to fail. Now, I am not a scholar of the Bible, the Torah, the Hadith, the Sunni, any of those different books, or any of those different faiths or religions. However, I am a constant student of people. So if I misquote any particular book or any particular thing, don't take it personal. Don't just listen to the words. Try to understand the meaning and the intent. And the meaning and the intent is where everything is. Because you can say something, and if it's incongruent with what it is that if what you're saying is incongruent with the message or the meaning that you're putting forth, then guess what? They don't sync. Because whatever it is that you're talking about or doing, it needs to be congruent. All right? If I look at you and I say, hey, I am really happy to see you, all right, then that's a lot different than, hey, yeah, I'm really happy to see you. All right? There's a big difference in the consistency of the tonality, even though the words were pretty much the same. So the way that I said them either made that gave you the understanding of I was really happy to see you, or I may not have been as happy to see you as the words that were coming out of my mouth. Well, that's the same thing about us. That's the same thing about our success. You know, opportunity is often difficult to recognize. We usually expect it to be a beacon to us to buzz or beep us, and like a billboard. We expect the things that are going to go right in our lives or the messages that come to us to be these pure messages that clearly tell us what it is that we need to do. However, we've kind of skewed it. And how have we skewed it? We've skewed it because we're expecting a certain outcome, not realizing that some of the things that are right in front of us are the outcomes that we needed. It may not always be what we want, but 99% of the time it's what we need. But if we're not open to accept what's coming to us, then we're not going to see that. So sometimes you need to recognize the opportunities that are there, because they're not dressed in the wrapping or dressed in the clothes that you expected them to be. It's like somebody said that the interesting thing about success is that it usually comes in overalls, which means that there's work required. And that's pretty much the meaning of that. You know, opportunity is a bird that never perches. What does that mean? What that means is that opportunity is just like a bird. It can fly away at the slightest ruffle of the leaves, the slightest bit of noise, the slightest object that goes to it. So that means you need to be prepared to admire and catch that bird when it goes to perch, not after it's perched, because if you approach it the wrong way, then what's it going to do? It's going to fly away. So opportunity is something that you have to have your eyes open for, and you also have to be prepared for when it happens. You can't get ready to succeed. You have to already have success in your mind and start doing the things necessary to get you success. Opportunity is as scarce as oxygen. Man barely breathes it and doesn't even know it. You're breathing air right now. No matter who you are, if you're breathing and if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're breathing air. Well, can you see it? No. Can you touch it? No. You can feel it when somebody blows something by you, or when you run, or if you're in a car moving fast, but you're breathing that air and you don't even realize it. Your body's system does it automatically. Your biological system breathes air in, breathes air right, but we fairly notice that. When you're sleeping, do you think about the air you breathe? No. It's just something that you take for granted. Another thing is, opportunity does not come with your values or with their values stamped upon it. So something that you may not appreciate may be the greatest opportunity that could ever come in front of you. Some of you ladies and gentlemen out there, you see a woman that's pretty, and then you see another woman that's even prettier. Well, now you don't appreciate the pretty and magnificent and amazing individual or handsome individual that you have in front of you, because now you're looking for grass on the other side. You're looking to see if that lawn is greener than your lawn. And that lawn is no greener than your lawn. Matter of fact, that lawn may have crabgrass, and it looks green from here, and it looks like grass, but it's not grass. That grass may have other types of problems with it, because you don't know who tilled that lawn. You don't know who fertilized it. You don't know what's underneath that earth. So because you're looking at just the surface, you're not seeing things the way they should be seen. So that means your perception is different. Your value is wrong. You stamped it with your own values, but yet you don't even in some cases know what your values are. Now, nothing is so often, well, most things are so often looked at and they're not really appreciated for the value that they are. And daily, each and every one of us is given opportunities. And daily, each and every one of us ignore them. You know, if you're not Catholic, Baptist, Apostolic, Jewish, Israelite, what have you, you may not respect another religion. That doesn't mean that that other religion isn't valid. Ladies and gentlemen, I wasn't there at the beginning of time. All right? I wasn't there when the universe was created. I'm a part of the things that created the universe, and I'm a part of the things that time created in its evolution. So I don't judge another man, because I'm too busy trying to understand myself. And sometimes in trying to understand myself, I've come to the realization that for me to understand something, I have to let go. Now, a minute ago we were talking about Mr. Thomas Harrelson of Accountable. Well, Mr. Thomas Harrelson of Accountable did something that was quite interesting to me. Now, this is a little bit of an offshoot, but it's the same subject. I'm one of those people that everything that I've gotten, I've figured out a way to get it. Everything that I've succeeded at, I figured out a way to succeed. And what Mr. Harrelson said to me was, he said, listen, you know, Zurian, sometimes you have to let go. Sometimes you have to look at other things to find true value and to find the meaning of what you want, because sometimes, again, and I knew this already, but I needed to hear another person say it to bring it to light. So by him saying that, he made me actually have to rethink a lot of the things that I do and a lot of the things that I know, and to get to bring me to another level. You know, and I'm not talking about an intellectual level. I'm talking about a different kind of awareness. Well, it's the same thing with your success. It's the same thing with the things that you want to do in your life. You never fail until you give up. Success is around the corner, but you have to be open to all of the opportunities and all of the signs, messages, and paths that are put in front of you as you look to see where it is that you want to go and how you want to get there. Understanding that it's not going to be easy, understanding that it's not going to be overnight. You know, opportunity often is difficult to recognize, and we usually expect it, again, to come as a beacon or to come as some type of buzz or a billboard, but that's not really what we're looking for. We're looking for the easy way out. There is no easy way out. There is no one fits all. There is you doing what's necessary to move you to the next level. So when opportunity often sometimes is hard to come by, but when it knocks, you need to be ready for it. You truly need to be ready for it, and you need to prepare. Now, as I said before, I am not, you know, a great student of any particular religious book. And on the Zurian Show, we don't really talk about religion, and we don't talk about politics. But understand that every group has something to offer you if you'll only listen to the message and not look at the messenger. So by listening to the message and not looking at the messenger, you're more apt to hear the pureness and the truth of the message that the individual or the book or whatever, scriptures, whatever you want to call it, is trying to express to you so that you can have a true understanding. Because somebody else's interpretation of something really means nothing to you, and it means nothing to me. It's your interpretation to whatever it is that that person is saying or whatever is expressed to you that has its true meaning. Most of us are too busy being voyeurs of life. And a voyeur of life is somebody that doesn't take any action. There's somebody that doesn't speak up. There's somebody that's so busy looking and listening that they're missing all of the great things that are inside that. It's kind of like the great Bruce Lee said, in one of his shows that he was doing, I think it was End of the Dragon, he was teaching or looking at a student that was one of his pupils, and he took his finger and he said, look at the infinite power of the universe. And as he did it, he raised his finger up. Well, as he was raising his finger up, the student was focused on his finger. So he popped the student on the top of the head, and he said, do not look at the finger, because if you're looking at the finger, you are missing all of the heavenly glory of the world in front of you as far as opportunity and all of those different things. And I thought, you know, I'm a martial artist, so I thought that was really an interesting thing, because that's what most of us do. We focus on the thing that's irrelevant and in place and replace it for the thing that is relevant. And the thing that is relevant is the message, not the messenger. The thing that is relevant is what you take from it that not only adds to you but adds to the world. And one of the reasons that I brought this up and I brought the subject up is because actually today, or real early this morning at about 7:11 this morning, 7 o'clock this morning, again, Mr. Harrelson, our sponsor, actually invited me something called Battle Buddies for Christ Men's Wise Counseling. And they meet on Mondays and Fridays, on Mondays and Fridays at 7 and on Saturdays at 8 a.m. Well, the interesting thing, and I'll put Mr. Harrelson's contact information at the bottom of the show, but the interesting thing about it is that the topic that they talked about was really in line with the show that we're doing today. You know, go by faith, not by sight, believing in yourself, not looking at the messenger, but listening to the message, taking the lessons that have been learned and taught in history and then applying them to the present time in a positive way. And I have to admit, this group of gentlemen, as one of the gentlemen that was talking or speaking today, or this morning, said, he said, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of other groups out there that are talking about the same subject. Now, they don't necessarily have to be a men's Christian group. They could be, you know, a Jewish group or a Muslim group, you know, or an Israelite group or whatever it is that it is. But the point is that they're all expressing a very important message. And again, I'm not talking about the religious connotations of it, even though that plays a very major part in it, but I'm talking about the wisdom that is expressed in the message. What's the most popular book on the planet today? It's either one of those religious books. One of those books is the Bible, all right, one of the most sold, most read ever in history. And I don't think that that's going to change as long as man breathes. But the interesting thing was these battle buddies for Christ were talking about historical and primary history, and that history that was recorded by whoever recorded it to express a message. And it's interesting that that same message that was ready or that was presented back in A.D., all right, or back when Jesus Christ or Jehovah or whoever was around, you know, those messages are part of the history of what those people went through at the time that they went through. And there's critical information in those words that applies to us today, in our belief, in our struggle, in our ability to transition ourselves to the next level, in our want and our need to raise a family, to leave a legacy, to do all of these incredible things. So when each and every one of us are looking to give up, when we think that we've done all that we can do, sometimes we need to go back on our history. Sometimes we need to go back on our faith, and then on our history and or on our faith, look at what others have gone through and use those as useful and purposeful messages of information to take us to the next level in which we want to reach. So I commend the gentlemen that are part of this particular group and the wisdom that they're sharing amongst each other and all of the other organizations that do something similar where they're expressing a message of love, they're expressing a message of belief, they're expressing a message of faith. They're telling you no matter what you're going through, somebody has been there and there's somebody to help you, but you need to be able and willing to listen, to reach out. You have to be able to share the fact that you need help. You can't do it all by yourself, because there are millions of people before you and there'll be millions of people after you. And if you take that information from those that were before you, and in some cases from the guy that's right next to you, that can help you not have to go through the hills and valleys and mountains and swim rivers and climb mountains to get that same effect. Why do we read books? Why do we go to college? Come on, ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest. Why do we go to college? We go to college to get a better education. Why do we go to get a better education? So that we'll be prepared for the world. Now, we can go into a whole long diatribe about why schools came up, trade schools, colleges, all of those different things. And I can historically argue with you because the environment or the work environment or the economy that we live in, it didn't exist 150 years ago. It didn't exist 150 years ago because we didn't have the industrial and social dynamics involved that we have now. We didn't have factory workers. We didn't have all of these different things. So that economy, that mindset, that environment grew up from a need, and that need at the time was innovation and industry. But again, I don't really want to go into all of that because that's a whole nother show. But what I do want to go into is that if you believe and you line yourself up with positive people, like-minded people that want to not only help themselves but in more help each other, then guess what? Success is around the corner for us all. Happiness can be right around the corner for us all. But we have to want it and be willing to do the work. We have to want it and be willing to put forth the energy to not only have that success, but to live that success. We need to do things in and put things in our lives that are going to guide us in that path. You know, one of the gentlemen that was on was talking about the fact that he didn't always walk the straight line, but he was given enough opportunities and also had the realization, came to the realization that he made some mistakes and that he needed to make some adjustments. And because he came to that realization, even though there were some bumps and some hills and valleys in his life, he's now not only very successful, but he's very happy. You know, he loves his significant other. He has a relationship that is a beautiful thing. They can laugh and joke and play together, and they do it as one. You know, there's no, how can I say, there's no agenda. Or should I say, if there is any agenda, it's not a negative agenda. It's a positive agenda. So I want to thank the individuals that invited me to the call because, again, I thought it was really heartwarming. I thought it was really informative. I really thought that it was a great thing. So if you ever get a chance to get invited to their group, please do. But I'm going to tell you now, from what I understand, they don't invite many people to stay, and they're very serious about what they do. And that seriousness is in, again, spreading what they believe in, but also being another positive force in our community, in our society, and in their own lives and their own families. So, again, I think that that's truly, truly a beautiful thing. So when you think that you've done everything that you can do, maybe you need to step back and reevaluate what it is that you've done. Maybe you need to take, as Mr. Thompson's company, Accountable, would say, you need to go back and see if you really were accountable. See if you really looked at all of the things that you need to look at. Go back to your Rolodex, not just your mental Rolodex, but your actual physical Rolodex, and check off what did you do, what didn't you do. What options do you have? What options don't you have? What things have you ignored and dismissed so haven't even seen them as options? And what things have you seen as not being options that are options? What is it that you want, and how do you want to get there? And what are you willing to do to reach your goal? I mean, don't sell your soul for some money, ladies and gentlemen. Don't sell your soul for happiness. However, do what's right, and you know, eventually right will come back to you. Again, did I say it was easy? No, I did not say it was easy. It's hard to reach some of those personal goals. It's hard to reach your personal best. But here's the thing. All you got is all the time you got. You got no more. You don't want to waste it doing the negative. You don't want to waste it not doing the things that you're supposed to do. And most of us are going by grace right now. We're here because somebody else did something, whether we know them or not, to help us to be able to see and to realize the things that we're realizing today. That's one of the things that really upsets me about some people that have a lot of education or have, you know, have a lot of money or wealth. They're not really giving to the world. They're already jaded. However, they've never walked an inch in the shoes of some of the people that they're talking down to. So, again, I want to thank Mr. Thomas Harrelson Jr. of Accountable, and let me give you their website. It's www.mytmbglobal. So mytmhglobal.com. Their local number is 703-829-7277. Again, 703-829-7277. Their toll-free number is 800-666-4055-5251. And again, they do tax preparation and education. They do bank accounting. They do personal finance and planning. They do small business bookkeeping. They do identity verification, they do credit card restoration, they do asset protection, they do background investigations, and they do wealth building. And again, that is Accountable, and their website, again, is www.mytmhglobal.com. www.mytmhglobal.com. So that's www.mytmhglobal.com. And again, I want to thank them for everything that they're doing to help people out there, because I know a lot of us need help on a bunch of different fronts, and they cover a bunch of different services, and they do a phenomenal job. And again, thank you to the gentlemen of the Battle Buddies for Christ. It was a pleasure, you know, being on your call, listening to your message, and interacting with you gentlemen, and I was honored to be a part of it. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time, and thank you for listening. And if you enjoy the show, in the upper left-hand corner, please feel free to hit follow, and you can hear more about the Zurian shows that come up and get scheduled. And also, we're looking for sponsors. So if anybody would like to be a sponsor of the Zurian Show, please let us know. We'd be more than honored to talk with you and see what we can work out. So with that, take care, be well, and we wish you every success. Take care, be well, and before I leave, I also want to thank the Carry Network. Had the pleasure of being on the Carry Network today at 10 o'clock. Phenomenal. Miss Carrie is a phenomenal individual, phenomenal young lady. Carrie Hemps, and she's the owner and proprietor of the Kelly Network. She also has a show on Blog Talk Radio. It was truly a pleasure. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time, thank you for your patience, and you guys have a blessed life and a blessed day. Take care.